Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the archives of the show. You can also listen and find your way to some of our other platforms. You can listen to the program. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter, all kinds of things. And don't forget to let people know that you're listening to the program and where they can find it. You're going to find this program is different than what you're hearing in other Catholic venues on the radio, because we're kind of focusing on how to bring our faith into the world in a way that is kind of, in a sense, rooted in prayer and action, which is what I'm talking about. But the right kind of prayer and the right kind of action, I guess, is maybe a way I could put it. We want to be careful, and this is what I'm talking about this week, is this division that's happening in our country. And I talked to you yesterday about one of the sources of division I saw for a long time is this movement, these movements that say, I want my world my way. Well, let me say that you can point to them. They are doing this. You're going to find out you're doing it too, possibly, depending on whom I'm speaking with. There are many people from the side who disagree with them, whoever they are, who are doing the exactly same thing. Because what they're saying is, we know that we're doing the right thing and we want the world the way we want the world. Well, wait a minute. What is it that I explained yesterday that the Our Father calls us to do? May your will be done. So you've got one group as part of this division that is saying, I want my world my way. You've got another group that's part of this division, and they're all different sides, saying, I want my world the way I feel it should be, which is another way of saying, I want my world my way. But what is it that Christ calls us to do in the Our Father? May your will be done. No, we want our world God's way. But what does that mean? And as I explained to you yesterday, you can't do that if you're not first a person of prayer. We're people of prayer and we put our prayer into action. We're people of prayer and we put our prayer into action. And that's what we're called to do. You know, I was going to go down a different direction, but then I thought maybe this is a good example. One of the most fascinating things I ever experienced in my life, and this is going to be in a section of this thing that I'm doing off the top of my head, of this show that I'm called Thinking Outside the Box. Are we ready? Back, I was in, of all places, our ship had pulled into San Francisco. Beautiful place, a ship. I'd been up there with the ship. And I learned of something that was going on at, which is no longer there, the Redemptorist House in Berkeley, California. Now, I knew nothing about Berkeley, California. I knew nothing, you know, I didn't know that much about San Francisco at the time. We pulled in there. I heard it was got the tour there and everything. But I heard about this thing. I said, well, let me go check it out. And I was new to the Catholic faith at the time. I had returned to the Catholic faith. And you know what it was? It was a bunch of people of all different faiths. They were actually all over the world. And this was, I think, five of them. I think there were 17 altogether. Five of them at this meeting that we went to, who happened to be in Berkeley, who, I'm not recommending you do this, I'm just using this as an example of thinking outside the box, who went on a hunger strike to stop the arms race. Now, I want you to think about that. That's thinking outside the box. I'm not recommending it. I am not recommending this. But I want you to think about that. They thought outside the box. And how are they responding to this political issue, which was the arms race? They're responding spiritually. And you might say, well, that's ridiculous. Well, you know what? They didn't think so. And it was fascinating talking to them. Absolutely fascinating talking to them. And it was something that even that in itself is a witness. Now here, it's what, 40 some odd years later, I'm still talking about it because it had an effect. Do you see that? So our role as Catholics is to think outside of the box. Now, can I give you an example of people who did not think outside of the box? Sure. January 6th. They didn't think outside of the box. You know, and what did I say was the issue in dealing with? There was a process in our Constitution to work out all these kind of issues that happen. Fine. Let that process happen. But what we as Catholics, if we have any dispute of the way things go, what we can do is to be people of prayer and then put our prayer in action, providing our prayer teaches us we are to do God's will. But what does that mean? Oh, I know what God's will is. No. If you're not a person of serious prayer, you may not understand what God's will is. There's plenty of stories in the stories of the Catholic Church, of Catholic saints, of the non-Catholic Christian churches, of great people from those communities, all of whom are people who thought outside of the box and they didn't think in ways that would appear to be the norm. There you go. Can I give you an example of such people? Sure. There are tons of those examples. One thing I was thinking of, I believe it's St. Therese of Lisieux. There was a rather vicious criminal who was, and I think I've told you this story before, who was condemned to death, and she prayed for his conversion. She'd been praying for his conversion for a long time, and he was condemned to death, and even they came to bring him the sacrament of the sick, and he told the priest, away. But just before he died, he kissed the cross, and she knew that that was her prayers that led this man to convert just before he died, seeking forgiveness from God. That was her thinking outside the box. And if we're going to be Catholics, we have to root our prayer in a way that we think outside the box. We'll be back on the other side of the break. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. You can all kinds of things over there. You hear more about it at the end of the show, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about the importance of fighting a battle that is... you don't want to fight a political battle politically. You want to fight a political battle and then look at its spiritual elements, and that's where you want to focus. Where our battle is not against human forces, it's against principalities and powers. That's where it is. And when you allow yourself to get involved in all these community organizing movements that root themselves in the tactics of Saul Alinsky, let me tell you something else. If you walk into a classroom and they're going to teach you the tactics of Saul Alinsky, and they give you that book, or you buy that book, Rules for Radicals, and you open up the very beginning and see that it's dedicated to Lucifer, and you're a Catholic, don't take the course. And why? Because, well, you know, don't you understand these are red flags? There's signs that say, yes, you can study the book, you can understand the book, you can, if you want to take the course, go ahead and take the course. But you realize if the very roots of what you're doing are corrupt, which is who's more corrupt than Lucifer? If the very roots of what you're doing are corrupt, then everything you're going to do from that point up are corrupt. And keep that in mind. So you go, okay, well, you can take the course, you can understand the way they operate, but you realize, well, in the long run, this isn't going to work. And as you can see, the fruits of this is the great division. I said this 20 years ago, the great division. So what are we called to do? Remember what I said yesterday, may your will be done. It's right in the Our Father. So we want to bring everything to prayer. And that's how we respond. We want to bring it all to prayer. We want to see to do. And be careful of that, because, you know, right now we're in a very dangerous part in our country. People are worried about all kinds of different things going on, inflation and everything else. Bring everything to prayer. But where you are in a point in our country could easily, you could walk down the path to bringing in someone who is going to do what you think is the right thing, and he is or she is an absolute disaster. Why? Well, you know, they do the right thing. They seem to say the right thing, be careful of that. It could be an absolute disaster. There are plenty of dictatorships in our world that are built on people voting in someone because they said the right things and they did certain of the right things and they didn't understand that there were greater dynamics. We are called people to witness to the gospel, to witness to the way the Lord is calling us, and we have to root everything we do in prayer first. Invite the Lord into your life always, not just, okay, I invite you into my life today, this is the day, and then tomorrow everything's back. No. And when you're going through the day, Lord, I invite you into this day, Lord, and allow the Lord to teach you how to think outside of the box. That's what we're called to do. I gave you an example yesterday. Well, one of the things I can't remember if I said this on Tuesday or not. Yes, I believe I did. One of the things that could have happened on January 6th is the Catholics could have gathered for prayer and prayed during the actions of the Congress people over in Congress on January 6th when they were certifying the vote. They could have been praying that the process went well instead of any Catholics outside the Congress. That's where they didn't belong. But if people gathered, and that speaks so much volume, remember, we are always called to be witnesses, and witnesses in such a way to the gospel. We have to be rooted ourselves in prayer. We don't want to have God's will done the way we think it should be done. We just want God's will done. That means we have to pray and allow it to happen, but we also have to think outside of the box and allow that to happen. We'll talk more tomorrow with Alfred Mirra. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.